top of the FM dial, this is Stereo 107, WWBA FM St. Petersburg. We'll have more of WWBA's beautiful music after a brief pause for CBS News from New York.
CBS News. Former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. This is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Police say a man with a gun apparently had been waiting in the entrance of the Dakota, the apartment building where Lennon lived. Just as Lennon got out of a car, the man opened fire. More from Stephanie Shelton.
Lennon was brought to Roosevelt Hospital's emergency room shortly before 11 p.m., according to Dr. Stephen Lynn, director of emergency room services.
He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitative efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
Where was he shot, Doc, and how many times?
He had multiple gunshot wounds in his chest, in his left arm, and in his back.
Lynn said there were 7 wounds in Lennon's body, although he could not say how many shots were actually fired. Lennon died, said Lynn, from damage to the large blood vessels in his chest. He probably died, Lynn said, almost instantly. Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, was with the singer when he was shot and later at the hospital. According to Lennon's record producer, Jack Douglas, Lennon had been at a recording session, had taken a break to go home to get something to eat. He was shot in the entrance to his apartment. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News, New York.
One witness, Sean Stroob, says the man who shot Lennon had what's described as almost a smirk as he pulled the trigger, and he describes the suspect.
Between 30 and 40 years old, he was kind of fat. He didn't look like a groupie or, you know, anything like that. He almost had a sort of sneer on his face. I mean, he was proud of what he had done, apparently. He scuffled with him getting into the police car. His head was held high. He had kind of a sort of a smile, almost. One person that lives across the street said he had seen the guy there on the sidewalk, like, all week. Had just been kind of hanging around. I think he intended to kill John Lennon. I mean, I don't think it was a robbery or anything like that.
One police spokesman says the gunman, in his words, is a local screwball. Lennon has a single record in the top 10 now. It's called Just Like Starting Over. It's from an album he recorded with Yoko Ono titled Double Fantasy. It's the first single that Lennon has released in more than 5 years. It's been out just 2 months. Repeating, former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. He was 40. More CBS News in a minute.